order with a roll call, starting with the secretary.
Patty Heft here.
David Jordan here.
Vince Delarosa here.
Greg Madsen.
Ed Delgado.
Gina here.
Brandon Stevens.
And Melinda has notified the whole BC that she has another assignment for today. I'm not aware about Paul, if he has notified the BC about anything. Okay. Opening. Does anyone care to conduct an opening? Thanking our creator. I'll do it then. I'd like to begin this meeting by recognizing the creator of us all and thanking the creator for all that has provided the people and our lands and our animals and primarily our people. And humbly thank the creator to continue to watch over us, Yanko. Oneida Health Center, thank you for years of service upon resignations. Dr. Zabo, family practice and medical director for Energon AJRCCC. Could somebody provide me with that? Energon.
Energon Resident Centered Care Community.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Zabel. I hope you're Dr. Zabel. And Dr. Jennifer Nitzel, practitioner, 3 years, and Pat Delwich, RN, family nurse practitioner for 2 years.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'd just like to take an opportunity on behalf of the Comprehensive Health Division to thank our three providers here who will be leaving us sadly. First, Dr. Zabo, specialty in family medicine, has been practicing family medicine since 1994. He was in the U.S. Air Force from 94 through 97. He joined the Affinity Health System in the Fox Valley in 97 and practiced at the Neenah location. He joined our family at the Comprehensive Health Division in August of 2006. Dr. Zabo has provided excellent care to our patients and community members. He has been the Energon Medical Director for the past 4 years through the transition from Energon Nursing Home to Energon Resident Centered Care Community. He's been one of our EMR super users. He is a go-getter and a person with a very positive attitude. His patients love him, and so do we, and we are all sad to see him go. He wants to pursue opportunities in the private sector and will be starting his own practice at Primary Care Associates in Appleton. He will be sorely missed by his patients and our staff, and we wish him the very best in his future endeavors. Dr. Nitzel is a specialty in pediatrics. Dr. Nitzel has been practicing pediatrics since 2009. She was in private practice in Kansas City after completing her pediatrics residency. She joined the Oneida Comprehensive Health Division in July of 2011. She's an excellent pediatrician, and her patients and their parents absolutely love her. She will be moving back to the private sector in Kansas City, Missouri, and she will be sadly missed by her kids, which are her patients, their parents, and by all of our staff. We wish her the very best in her future endeavors. And Pat Delwich, she's a family nurse practitioner. Pat's been a nurse practitioner since 1995. She worked in the Theta Care system from 95 through 2008 and then spent 2 years with Walgreens in the retail clinic environment. She joined the Oneida Comprehensive Health Division in January of 2011 and has been providing same-day access to our patients since then. She's very diligent and thorough in her evaluations, and her patients are very appreciative and love her for her services. She's looking forward to being a grandma this summer and plans on spending more time with her family and enjoying grandmotherhood. Her future plans are undecided, though she has expressed an interest in returning to family practice on a part-time basis sometime in the future. We wish her the very best in her future endeavors. And then I also have one additional message.
Thank you.
I would have loved to be here celebrating and acknowledging the wonderful care and services that these fine colleagues and friends have provided to our patients and the community. Unfortunately, I'm not able to be here for this ceremony, and I'm grateful for your services, dedication, and the high-quality professional services that you have provided to our community over the years. I would like to also convey my best wishes and appreciation to the Oneida Business Committee for their continued support of the Comprehensive Health Division over the past 3 years. Yawanko, Dr. Ravi Veer. So on behalf of the Oneida Comprehensive Health Division, Yawako, thank you, Dr. Ed Zabel, for your years of service to the Oneida community. Pat Delwich and Dr. Neitzel, also thank you for your time with us. And we hope that if things don't work out, we're always here, you can come back.
Next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Patty, do you have any additions?
Mr. Chairman, I have one addition. It's from tribal member Fern Ori, and she's requesting some financial assistance for a program.
Okay. And also I have one addition, a travel request to attend the Senate Affairs committee hearing on native languages on June 17th. Vince.
Mr. Chair, Madam Secretary, committee members, I make a motion to approve the agenda with the two noted changes.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the agenda. Vince De La Rosa approved, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. On the agenda next is the oath of office. Could you do this a few minutes?
We have an oath of office to administer for Bridget John. Is Bridget here? I don't see her.
I'll be right back.
None of the people are here for their oaths, so we can move on. That's a good idea.
I wanted to just, on behalf of the committee, grant the authority to the secretary to administer the oaths of office on behalf of the committee.
Outside of this meeting?
Outside of this meeting. I'd ask that by unanimous consent of this committee. So that's the motion I'd make.
That motion by Vince De La Rosa is stated.
I'll second that.
Supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries. Next, we have the minutes to approve. May 28th, 2014, regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve.
A motion by Paul Ninham to approve.
Sure.
Supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries. Resolutions. 2014 Revenue Allocation Plan. Sponsored by Joanne House, if somebody wants to cover that.
Motion to approve the revenue allocation plan.
Second.
A motion by Tina Danforth to approve, supported by Paul Ninham. Discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
And just note that that includes the resolution.
Let the record show.
Concur.
Reports. We have Comprehensive Health Division. Morning, Debbie, again.
Morning. Good morning, and I just want to take an opportunity to give you a little bit of a story about the gifts that we've left for you this morning. These are a one-year project that was taken on by our nutrition department and was funded through a grant through the Take a Divot Out of Diabetes. They have worked very diligently over the past year in gathering these recipes, trying all of these recipes, making them healthy for the community. And all of the artwork was also done by the staff. The artist was Jackie Metoxin, who's the WIC administrative assistant within the WIC program. Gakwio Yawashastunsla is the name of the cookbook, and it has the English definition in the bottom corner of the cookbook, so we hope that you enjoy them. These will be given out to our patients at various activities, and also will be shared with many of the other community members as well. So we hope you enjoy them. It was a lot of hard work, and I just want to say congratulations to our WIC staff because they're very proud of this project. They were like little kids in the candy store waiting for the delivery on Tuesday. So so we hope you enjoy those.
Very nice.
Mm.
You have the report before you. I just want to mention a couple of highlights. Sadly, we do have the resignation of the three providers, which we recognized this morning. The good news is that we currently are in negotiation with three providers to replace them. Hopefully, there will not be any delay. Most of the providers that we are currently negotiating with are local, so they will be available by, we have one that may be available by July 1st, pending the process as far as getting the contract approved and things like that. So we're hoping that there's going to be very minimal impact to the community in terms of access to care. It'll certainly take some time for them to get accustomed to our services and to our community as well as to our electronic medical record, but we hope that there'll be very minimal impact to the community based upon the absence of the three that are leaving us. In terms of the electronic medical record, we are continuing to move forward with the additional requirements for meaningful use that have to be implemented with the electronic medical record, one being the patient portal solution, which basically is access from the web for community members who wish to, say, access pieces of their record, access appointment scheduling, those types of things. So it's hoped that within a year we will be able to have that fully implemented, and anyone who uses the health center will be able to access all of their information via the computer systems and go into that and even ask questions of the providers, order refills of medications, those types of things. So we are moving forward. The next piece that we're also working on right now is we are currently looking at requests for proposals and demos from our signature, e-signature process, so that when individuals go into the clinic, when you normally would have to sign and fill out all of your information, that process will become electronic and your signature will be on an iPad that basically goes and captures that information and puts it right into the electronic medical record. So we're in process. It's taking us a while, but we are continuing to move forward with all of that. The other highlight that I wanted to mention is we are making a tremendous amount of progress in terms of our strategic initiatives. We are continuing to meet with HR on a regular basis, and we have an update for our initiative as well as some of the information regarding the recruitment and retention of the provider pieces. So that will be coming up later on the agenda, but we are continuing to move forward. We are in the process right now of formulating our team to move forward with accreditation, and we just assigned our responsibilities capabilities in terms of the development of optimizing technology, which is also an interdisciplinary team, and Jeff Carlson will be the person who's in charge of that team, and then he will be contacting MIS and many of the other disciplines that we need to have involved in that process to move that initiative forward as well. So we are making progress on our strategic initiatives for FY14 through FY16. Another highlight that I wanted to mention as well is that the AJR CCC is making tremendous progress in terms of admissions. Our census as of earlier this week was 44. Our capacity is 48, and that's even without having the occupational therapy and speech therapy. But those are hoping to come on board by the middle of the month. So we will hopefully be at full capacity very soon. With that, it has its pros and its cons. Pros are we're doing very well in terms of that. The cons are we're still having to utilize agency to backfill the acuity levels of the patient care and the providers that we have, but we are moving forward with trying to get our own type of on-call situation or pool staff so that we can use our own staff to bring them in. But we are moving forward with that through our collaboration with HRD. One of the other things that I wanted to highlight to you, if you look on page 10 of the report, for consolidated health, year-to-date tribal contribution is zero at this point. So we are continuing to move forward, and that is from the second quarter report. That's with a total of 154,005 visits for the consolidated health piece. So we are continuing to move forward in all of the areas within the division and trying to maintain and reduce tribal contribution use as much as we possibly can. One final highlight I wanted to leave you with is that the last page of the report has a document or a chart that looks like this. This is a copy of our complaint tracking log that we maintain on a quarterly basis. For the period of reporting for January through March for this second quarter report, we had a total of 21,339 visits within the Comprehensive Health Division. The patient complaints total 14. So if you do the percentages, it's very low in terms of the number of complaints. However, when a complaint comes in, we take it very seriously and we do follow up immediately and try to resolve that situation as quickly as we possibly can. A lot of times it ends up being miscommunication, it ends up being a lack of understanding, and we try to resolve that as quickly as we possibly can within the division. So, any questions?
David.
Debbie, been getting a lot of phone calls about people that are going to college and they're trying to get jobs at our health center and a nursing home, and they're having a really hard time getting in because of the qualifications of the job description is too high, where they have to ask for experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for if there's an opportunity that we can lower that qualification so we can hire some of these people, because if they're going to college and they're getting their license, that should be some kind of a chance that we should be giving our own people a chance, yes, to get in the door, and we're not doing that. And I just want to know if there's a way we can work that out as a training program or something.
Anna John is currently reviewing all of their job descriptions and reducing a certain number of those job descriptions to an entry-level position so that there isn't their experience requirement. So they are doing that for an RN position, LPN positions, and I believe the CNA positions as well. So they've been working with HRD in order to do that. They weren't able to make the change because the positions had been posted, and so they had to wait until those positions went through that process before they could review the job descriptions and then make that change. So they are right now in the process of doing that.
And at the health center, can we do that also?
We can take a look at it, yes.
It would be a mm-hmm. good idea to try to do that, to try mm-hmm. to get our own tribal members that are going to school through our program, education program, to try to get them in there.
Yes.
Because they're not going to get an experience unless somebody gives them a chance.
We totally agree.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good question, David. Business committee, what do you want to do with the report?
Motion to accept the report.
Support, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Dave, motion made by David Jordan to accept the report, seconded by Vince Della Rosa. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Patty, where did we put the Fern Ori Wigamac?
It's an add-on.
It's an add-on?
Additions. So it'll be
additions.
The...
It'll be further down. Okay. Right.
Unless you want to take it up earlier.
Yeah, could you take it up now? Because it's right on the top of my thing here. Fern Ori, are you here? Fern.
Up here. Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for taking time on your agenda for me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not sure if you've had a chance to read my letter. I've talked to a few of you when I've had the opportunity to mention what Wigamac Owners Loan Fund is. We're a certified Native CDFI, headquarters located in Lac des Flambeaux, and a CDFI is a community development financial institution. We're a nonprofit 501c3 revolving loan fund specifically for natives of Wisconsin. Some of the information you have actually shows our name is changing to the Wisconsin Native Loan Fund. So we're serving all the tribes in Wisconsin. I've done 6 loans in Oneida already for over $40,000, and we do debt consolidation loans, home improvement loans, down payment assistance loans for people buying homes, and some emergency consumer type lending when people have like auto repairs, they can't afford things like that. Right now we're pursuing tribal investments from each tribe in Wisconsin, since this has been shown to be a critical program needed on every reservation with a lot of success. We have a $500,000 portfolio, 90 loans currently, and we have a unique opportunity right now, and that's why I'm coming to you today so quickly, is I have some large requests at the CDFI fund for applications, and we need dollar-for-dollar match. I've raised over $600,000 of that. I can get $140,000 more to have the maximum award amount. And feedback from the CDFI fund so far says that we are probably getting the grant, and they encourage that I pursue the balance of the $140,000 in matching funds that I can raise, that they will match dollar for dollar. So to me, it's a no-brainer for an investment if it's possible. It's going to double Oneida's money. Basically, it would put $280,000 in our loan capital account strictly for lending to Oneida tribal members only, and it would be like a first initial investment in what we're doing, because we're trying to serve every tribe on the reservation. And along with all these loans, I'm providing financial education. I can also serve as the tribe's pass-through 501c3 organization for many projects, which I've talked to staff at housing, at land management. There's a lot of opportunity for us to be a partner organization with the Oneida Tribe. And of course, me being a tribal member here just adds to it. I've got a pipeline of over 12 loan requests without doing any advertising, just in Oneida. And the way these CDFI funds work, or CDFI loan funds work, basically we do the grants. It's a revolving loan fund. Every dollar that's loaned out to an Oneida tribal member comes back into our system to be reloaned out to other tribal members. We're building people's credit. We do credit reporting on every borrower, and they get the financial education to go with it. So we're building the capacity of tribal members. You can see our mission statement is to increase the financial self-sufficiency of Wisconsin Native communities. And I know that Oneida, being the progressive tribe that we are, for you guys to do an investment in us would be huge. It would show the other tribes the commitment that you're making, and that they would hopefully follow suit. I'm trying to, if you'll see a few details on the back of the letter. Right now, all I need is a letter of commitment. I don't need the actual funds until the end of this year, December 31. And basically, these funds would only be used for enrolled Oneidas. And at the same time, it would double Oneida's money, because it's a dollar for dollar match. The letter could also, if you needed to, state that the grant is only contingent upon receipt of an award. If you'd like to use that language, that's fine. But these are the minimum barriers that I need fulfilled right now to get that last matching fund requirement. I don't know if you guys have questions.
Vince.
I had two questions, one for the treasurer, but I wanted to ask you one first. Are you guys going to establish an office in this region?
Right now, I do a lot of work in the Lac de Flambeau office we have and a lot of work in my living room, which is on the reservation. I meet with Oneida clients either at a coffee shop or they come to my house. Mm-hmm. And eventually, as we grow and as we partner with the Oneida tribe, I would like to pursue some sort of space, you know, whether it's in kind or what had you. But I do a lot of client work with financial education. Additionally, what we've done on other reservations in the North Woods is put on financial education workshops. And I know that the Oneida tribe, we need those things here. And I don't know if it's being done consistently. And I would love to take that on because, you know, I believe in it. And I know that we all need that.
Okay. And then I would just ask the treasurer, I wanted to ask about, I did take a quick peek at the letter in regards to deployment next budget cycle. Could we do 40 now and 100 in the next cycle, Madam Treasurer?
I would have to check to see if the funds are available. I think there may be, but I'd have to check if you mean. I think it's doable, but we'd have to come back in 2 weeks to identify funds, or if you just make that a directive, then I guess we would work with that. I'd have to double check with Larry.
Okay.
Greg?
I just wonder if you had much contact or interaction with Bay Bank and who would be the outlet, the management side of the whole thing?
I manage the organization right now, and Bay Bank, we are, especially once, if Oneida does invest, I want to open a deposit account there for our funds so that it can be the loan capital account for Oneida. And I've talked with Jeff Bowman about this before, and he's ran a CDFI before, so he understands how this all works. Additionally, what I've done in Lac de Flambeau is I want to say probably over 60 people have opened bank accounts up there at Chippewa Valley Bank that have never had a bank account before, all through our education and services to our clients. So I can anticipate there's going to be a lot more deposit accounts open for individual consumers at Bay Bank, since we will probably require some sort of ACH transfer for their loan payment through our accounts. So there, you know, that's another good point.
I have a lot of confidence in Mr. Bowman's aptitude and understanding of the banking industry. That's why I asked. Is he comfortable with this after review? I know he had said that he reviewed it. Is he comfortable with it, and is there ambitions to be part of it?
I don't think he's reviewed this request per se, but he knows the intent of Wagamug Owners Loan Fund to open an account and have Oneida's holdings there as far as our loan capital and how we're serving our clients. Because that's what I've done in Lac de Flambeau with Chippewa Valley. Unfortunately, the tribe up there does not have their own bank yet. But using that bank for everything we do, including our client work. And so I anticipate using Bay Bank for that same purpose. And I'll have that discussion with Jeff about how we would work that. But I'm assuming that he would be interested in that.
David.
Do you have a plan of how you're going to market this to our membership?
Yes. What's strange about this right now is we don't have the big capital we need to do a lot of marketing. In fact, I've done all the loans we've done already with pretty much not any marketing. A lot of it's word of mouth, as we all know, in Indian country. These reservations, everybody hears about a loan fund or an opportunity, so they pursue that. When I get this grant from the CDFI fund, that's when I'll be able to start doing the major marketing, you know, advertising in the Gully Wee Sox, different websites, etc. But when you think of, 90 loans, that's almost $500,000, and these are pretty small loans. That money is going to go quickly, and that's why I kind of try to have to keep the marketing at a minimum, because I don't have the capacity yet to serve, you know, hundreds of people at this time. But that's what we're reaching for.
And then a copy of your business plan?
I can get that to you.
And also, who would be administrating, like they were asking before, who's going to do the checks and balances?
I have a board of directors, and I also have a loan committee, and the loan committee chairperson is actually Charlie Warner from the vice president of Chippewa Valley Bank. He's the 184 lender in Wisconsin. We do have processes and we have policies and financial manuals in place to protect internal controls.
Would there be a chance to have a Oneida tribal member on the board besides yourself?
Absolutely. Right now, well, I'm not on the board. I'm actually an employee. What we're looking to do is, with this expansion of serving all the tribes, is eventually incorporate that there's representative from each tribe on our board, or have an advisory board made up of a tribal member from each reservation in Wisconsin.
And the last question is, what is the success of repaying the loans back?
Right now, we have excellent success. I think I have a 3% portfolio at risk, which is fairly good for a community development financial institution in Indian Country. And those are just people that have fallen behind a little bit. They're not, you know, outrageously defaulting. I have one person that lost her job, and I've been trying to work with her. But I've done actually 100 and some loans, maybe 125 loans. So to have, you know, maybe 10 of those that are not fully performing, that's actually a really good percentage right now. A lot of those mechanisms that we have in place are payroll deduction for payments, and like I had mentioned, the bank ACH transfers, which helps people make sure they ensure a guaranteed payment. And it's also building everyone's credit, which is nice. Through we do TransUnion and Equifax reporting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tina.
Fern, have you had an opportunity to talk with Jeff Bowman at the bank regarding a Community Reinvestment Act, if there's any way he can assist you?
And we've the touched bank on that credits? A little bit. I think that bridging some of the programs we have to offer, and you know what I've done a lot with Chippewa Valley Bank up there is they do a lot of 184 loans and getting people into homes. And we do the loans to help people. We do debt consolidation loans to clean up their credit so they can get qualified. We do a down payment assistance loan to go with that 184. And then we've even done after loan closing where they need some home improvements done, things like that. So I look at what we're going to be doing with Bay Bank is the same process. We're going to be helping people get into homes through 184 with a partnership with Bay Bank. And I know that Jeff is excited about that too, because we've talked about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Vern, do you have a list of some of the other Wisconsin tribes participating
in, oh, in with mm-hmm. this?
Yes.
Right now I've got clients up in Bad River, Red Cliff, and LCO, and working on Menominee and Stockbridge, and of course St. Croix. Basically, I'm presenting in front of the Great Lakes Indian Tribal Council, or Intertribal Council, I believe it is, GLITZI, mm-hmm. and looking for those tribal investments. But a lot of tribes, you know, aren't poised right now to do an investment that's not already budgeted for. Or I'm just kind of trying to get the word out and see where we fit. I know Bad River Housing Authority, we have a partnership. I provide financial education for that housing authority up there, mm-hmm. and the Lac des Flambeaux Tribe, of course, too.
Vince?
I'd make a motion to forward this request over to the treasurer's office and have her bring it back with her recommended course of action in 2 weeks, the next meeting. Because then she can review and analyze, and it seems pretty straightforward, but then she can bring it back in 2 weeks.
Second.
To this committee.
Motion made by Vince Delarosa, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion, Linda?
Good morning.
Morning.
Linda Dallas. I'm here as a general tribal council member this morning. Good morning, Fern. It's good to see you. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity. I have a question with regard to process to the business committee and to the law office. What is the process for something like this coming in? Customarily, from a business perspective, that you would ask for the business plan up front, you would have the policies and procedures and the working documents of the 501c3, which Fern states that the business operates underneath. It would identify who the board is and how they operate, what their auditing mechanisms are, how often they are, the review from the finance office, the review from the legal office, and is that what you're expecting when you come back in 2 weeks? Because I'm just wondering, customarily, is this how you do business? I don't.
It was forwarded to the treasurer's office, and it, I imagine she'll be doing a lot of that. I don't know all of them, but, you know, she'll be doing that due diligence.
Okay. I'm asking what the process is and where do I find that process mm-hmm. as a general tribal council member? Mm-hmm. Because when people come forward, they should be able to have a process to follow so they know what they need and have all their ducks in order when they come. Mm-hmm. Is there a process?
I'm not aware of it.
Well, if it's a business adventure or business request, that would go through the finance area. So that would be where the process would lie.
Well, that's what I'm asking. So you just come to the business committee and present what you want, and then they decide, you know.
That's why
I guess what I'm saying is when you come to the business committee, you should have a package prepared and presented to them to review for consideration when you come. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, call for a question.
Okay. The question has been called for. All those in favor of the motion made by Vince De La Rosa, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick comment that, you know, I'll do the best that I can to provide information to identify funds to support this. It is a nonprofit, so it's not a for-profit business entity, so it has other considerations than a normal business proposal and proposition. The other thing is that we have done this type of support. We did support the PTAC for 2 years, so this is very similar to that type of request. So thank you.
Thank you.
So, Fern, just if you would just call me and follow up.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, boards, committees, commissions, appointments. Appointment of Oneida Police Commission. The last action was motion by Melinda J. Danforth to appoint Lois Strong to the Oneida Police Commission and defer the appointment of Martin Antone to the Oneida Police Commission back to the chairman's office to make an alternate recommendation. Seconded by Patty Heft. I have a memo here dated May 28, 2014. Well, actually, it's got a different date, but June 3rd, 2014. It's referring to the May 28th meeting. What I'm asking basically is for your reconsideration of that motion to bring back an alternate. I believe you probably all read the June 3rd, 2000 memorandum. Basically, it's I close it by saying, as I have said, I support our Oneida Police and our commission, but we also have crime problems here. We have a gang problem on our reservation as well as a drug problem. You have had acts of violence committed right here on our lands, including stabbing, shootings, and a murder. I believe that our people demand of us that we exercise our responsibility to make decisions that will best protect our community. By reconsidering your May 28th decision and accepting my recommendation to appoint Martin J. Antone to the Police Commission, you will clearly be accepting the appointment of the most qualified candidate. I also included Martin J. Antone's resume. He is currently working as a service project specialist for the Fox Valley Technical College in Appleton, where he serves as the director of Police Probation Academy training program. He also provides lead instruction for tribal-oriented police strategies training. He's also developed curriculum for youth to explore police cops office and serve as lead facilitator. He also in the past has served as the Oneida Tribe's Director of Emergency Management and Homeland Security from 2006 to 2013. He's also served as a police sergeant and worked as within the Oneida Police Department from 1989 to 2006. His military experience experience is from 1995 to 2006. He served as a First Sergeant E6 active and reserve duty. He also has, from 1994 to 1996, been in the Wisconsin National Guard, United States Marines Corps from 1990 to 1993. And he also possesses a Bachelor of Science in Justice Administration from Lady Smith Mount Scenario College.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, just like you had stated a little bit earlier when you started this item out, we did read this. Mm-hmm. All of us read this. All of us read the memo. All of us did go through, the dossier here that is presented to us this morning.
And so what I'm asking for is consideration of that motion. We need the most qualified person on the police commission. Marty, by far, possesses the most qualifications. Greg.
Well, the request is for a commission seat. That commission is made up of multiple people. The qualifications you state are extremely impressive, but the commission requires a team effort. And if we want to go into those type of discussions, I've witnessed the lack of ability by Mr. Antone to create the team effort. That was the reason for my opposition to the vote.
Greg.
I would request that we move this to a work meeting.
Point of order. We cannot speak negatively.
I'm not speaking negatively. I'm telling you what I have witnessed. That, you know, whether if it comes out negative, then that's what I've witnessed. Witnessed negativity. So,
I'm receiving notice from our law office that our parliamentarian that we're going beyond the limitations of what we can say about a tribal member who is not here to protect his own interests.
Procedural question.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to reject the chairman's recommendation and ask that the position be reposted.
Support.
We have a motion by Patty Heft, supported by Greg Mattson. Discussion. Judy Cornelius. Judy Honk.
Judy Cornelius, tribal member. I'm curious to know, you have three names listed here from members of this council, and I know all of these people. I know their backgrounds. I know their education. And what I'm seeing smacks of discrimination. What is the process that has normally been prevalent when people are selected to the Personnel Commission?
The process is that they...
talking about the police commission.
We're police commission.
Mm-hmm. Not the personnel commission, yeah.
The police commission. Are you talking about the police commission?
All three positions that are listed.
The process is that applications are collected. They go to the chairman's office, upon which time he or she makes a recommendation. The business committee can either accept or reject those recommendations. And I believe the business committee can also vote to repost those positions, but they cannot appoint.
Now, once the business committee takes on the responsibility of rejecting a person for whatever reason, can that person appeal to the appeals commission and to the general tribal council?
I don't believe they can appeal it to the appeals commission. General tribal council, that's another story. I believe you can take that to general tribal council. I'm not sure.
There is something wrong with this process, or maybe it's just the people. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
The appointment of individuals to boards, committees, and commissions of the tribes is a political process delegated to the business committee to conduct. The comprehensive policy governing boards, committees, and commissions delegates authority to the chairman to make the initial selection to present to the business committee. The business committee can accept or reject that decision, and that's where it stops. There is no appeal to the appeals commission. There is no general tribal council action. This is a delegated authority to the business committee to carry out the day-to-day governmental functions of the tribe.
Thank you. Linda.
Good morning. Linda Dallas, General Tribal Council Member. I respectfully disagree with that because I think that the Constitution affords General Tribal Council the rights to appeal, to petition the decision, any decision of the business committee, because they are under the watchful eye of the supreme governing body, the General Tribal Council. Also, if this body is going to decline or reject a person out of respect and in the responsibilities and duties of your positions, I think that it's respectful and considerate to document your reasons why. I think the individuals are entitled to know why. If you're influenced by the police commission, there's a need to be concerned about that as well. If they have a if they have concern with it as well, I think that they need to document their reasons why, and that information should be shared with the individuals that you're declining or rejecting as the individuals that were selected for those positions. We're in a very delicate time right now. And I think that it's important for the business committee to be responsible in their positions, especially those of you who are candidates for election. And you should explain why you're doing what you're doing, not only to the individuals that are applying, but their families are asking questions. The community members are asking questions, and they want to know what your justification is for what you're doing.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask that we do not turn this into a candidate forum for the business committee members who are running for their general elections. And it is, Linda.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're turning it into. She has made her statement, Paul. Your statement is taken. Linda's statement is taken. Wesley.
Thank you. I was a candidate for the police commission. What's bothering most is that now this will be, if they do agree to repost it, this would be the third time. The first time I applied, and then they selected, out of the three, they selected one. And then I was told that it was publicized in the gully as that three vacancies were in there, and I believe it was like February or March. And then was told that the reason they selected only one was that what it was. And so I contacted the secretary's office and asked why that was it. They said they had to repost for the other two. But the gully, and then they said it was a gully's mistake that there was three vacancies at that point, which I didn't understand is how can a paper be printed that something that is given to them. So I redid that, and so I reapplied again. Now you're asking for, I guess, for myself, who was, and I don't know if all of the other qualifications were public ed, but I certainly feel somewhat slighted too. Now I'm going to have to reapply the third time if I choose to, which I don't think is fair when I should have been selected or at least considered the first go round. And that I guess nobody's been able to explain to me why the gully printed three and only one was selected. You know, I take it that the gully takes what is given to them to be printed as accurate notice. So, and I never got the answer.
Call for the question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. There's been a call for the question. Could you read the motion again?
A motion was made by myself, seconded by Greg Mattson, to reject the chairman's recommendation and ask the position to be reposted.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Could we have a
we'll do a roll call.
Roll call vote. Patty Heft, yes.
Opposed.
Opposed.
Yes.
Opposed.
Yes.
Yes.
4-3.
4-3. Okay, motion carries. For the record, I made this request because it's my belief that it is utmost important to select the best candidate, and it is my belief that Martin J. Anton is by far the best candidate for the police commission. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'd like to state that we have qualified candidates for these positions, and We have more than enough to choose from, and I am in disagreement with this being reposted.
Vince.
For the record, too, just the constituents were wondering where I was at. I believe that there's a need to fill these positions. At least this current posting on the police commission, there's good qualified candidates now. I support the chairman's recommendation of Mr. Antone. There's two other good candidates. Any one of the three would be fine, but to repost the third time doesn't make any sense. It's nonsensical. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah,
Mr. Chairman.
Paul.
We were in this situation before, and it was a while back, same exact situation where there are qualified people. I'm going to specifically mention the Environmental Resources Board. There are some extremely qualified people, and, we put some people on there. Not qualified, we didn't have this discussion, back then, and there's one thing I wanted to mention that a couple of years ago I did mention, and Judy was on the business committee at that time as well, and you see how we operate now when we're looking at filling these positions, and, we had that ranking, all nine members ranked, and there was no question, we weren't in this situation where we're making an executive decision, out of one office, come and get ratified, and so we took those, and so we weren't in this situation. So I had suggested that, we go back to that, the nine members ranking all of the candidates. It can be cumbersome, but, I think it's a lot more fair than where we're at right now.
Chaz.
I think we all have to remember political appointments are political appointments.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I have to say that we've went through this a couple of times, and depending on who's in the chairman's spot, it is political. So if this process doesn't work now, maybe it should go before the General Tribal Council and let the General Tribal Council decide who should be appointed for these positions. That would be my recommendation to make this change. Thank you.
For the record.
Okay, go ahead, Brandon.
For the record, I'm in agreement with needing to move forward, but I just want to make sure that we explain that because I'm in the middle with this, but I think it needed to be reposted just because a lot of different things. But first and foremost, though, the motion was for the chairman to make an alternative recommendation. He didn't do that. And so that was the directive that the business committee gave him. And so that didn't happen here. And so that's why I'm in the position I am, to make sure that we have to repost. We have to give everyone the opportunity again to reopen it up. And it just puts us in a bad situation to have this discussion up here when it should be on a Tuesday in a closed session, so we can vet everyone out and see why there were certain reasons, we should pick one over the other. And because it's a political appointment, it's a political body as well, and they have to interact, they have to make decisions based on the community. And so that's why we need probably a better process. But General Tribal Council, I don't think that's the route to go.
Linda.
I think that it's important for elected officials to have those conversations publicly and those justifications made public, so that the individuals that are running for or putting their names in for those positions can feel confident in what you're doing, to feel that they're not being discriminated against, that they're being treated fairly, that it's not based upon personal feelings and bias. Because some of the individuals that came before you, I personally know that some of you have personal issues with. And Councilwoman Melinda Danforth is missing today, and she's one of the key people that has a problem.
We're not.
So those, they should be public conversations.
Linda.
Right. I'm just saying, they should be.
Okay, and there's a lot of talk here about the need to repost the need to repulse us because I will not make an alternate recommendation. I will not do it, and the business committee cannot make me do it. When I see the qualifications that are so much better for one candidate, I will not make an alternate recommendation, and it'll be up to the next chairman to do this because it will take about that much time.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just want to make one last comment. Like I said, we were in this situation before. You know, and I want to say specifically around the Environmental Resources Board, where there are extremely qualified people with master's degrees. And, we did not have this conversation then. Mm-hmm. We went back to repost.
Okay. Thank you. Motion carries. On to the next one. Oneida Personnel Commission. I have a letter here handed out to you. Basically, I made a recommendation at the last meeting to my nominations were Dorothy Skinnador and Pearl Webster. You did not accept my recommendation. I don't know why all of a sudden my recommendations are not being accepted at the end of the term. I am still chairman. At the work meeting, we didn't have a quorum, I don't believe. And there was some discussion. I said that I would bring back alternate, but I walked out of that meeting feeling very bad that I had given up on my nominations just like that. And normally a leader fights for his nominations. Because when someone comes up here, all the applicants expect fairness. The recommendation is made, and then when their names get rejected in a public forum, I just think it creates some kind of harm to those who were nominated. I'm going to change this, my memo here, in light of what the parliamentarian was saying is that what I'm asking in this memo is you tell me why you can't support my recommendations. And according to the parliamentarian, I somewhat agree that you'd have to say this and that and that and this, and then Joanne is saying we're treading on some dangerous waters when we, in a public meeting, all of a sudden start saying this and that and that and this about nominees. So I'm going to change that, this memo somewhat. And I'm just saying that I'm very disappointed that all of a sudden my nominations are not being supported. And I recommend that you repost. Patty.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the chairman's recommendation to appoint Dorothy Skinnador and Pearl Webster to the Oneida Personnel Commission.
Support.
We have a motion made by Patty Heff, supported by David Jordan. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Thank you.
For the record.
Okay, for the record, Brandon?
For the record that I'm opposed because we had a totally different conversation yesterday between the committee. And this motion and the acceptance of the motion by the rest of the committee is totally contrary to that discussion. Can't say too much about it. I'm just very unclear about the process within the chairman's office. And the reason why I don't have as much confidence as I have now as I did before was that a few appointments that were made did not pan out. One appointment immediately filed a complaint against the full committee. One appointment on another board hasn't made a meeting. So that's the reason why I'm questioning the process and how, and those were not based on education. Those were based on relationships. and someone resigned on one of the boards. So this is the reason why I'm questioning the process. And that's my comment for the record.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, I believe, is the appointment of Jenna Skenador to the Southeastern Oneida Tribal Services. I'm recommending Jenna Skenador. There was one vacancy and one applicant. What is the wish of the
approve?
Motion to approve by
support.
Tina Danforth, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair.
Vince.
The record should reflect the motion was made by Councilman Ninham and supported by myself and Stella Rosa.
I heard Tina first.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Good enough. That'll work.
Okay. Next on the agenda is to the Oneida Library Board. I'm recommending Melinda K. Danforth for the appointment. There was one vacancy and one applicant.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion by David Jordan to approve, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Next on the agenda, Oneida School Board, Debbie Danforth, Chairwoman. Now, quarterly report.
Good morning. I just want to give you a couple of highlights from the report itself. One of the things that I wanted to mention is that the school board has been working very diligently at trying to update all of our policies and procedures, as well as our orientation handbook for all of our board members. We've gone through a process through the use of a facilitator, and we have been very successful in terms of completing that process for the policies and procedures. I think we have a very cohesive board. We are making a lot of progress in terms of the issues that we're dealing with the school. We have also been working with the Professional Teachers Association from the school to address their concerns in terms of reviewing options in hopes of retaining highly qualified staff. We've been meeting with the Professional Teachers Association for a couple of months now in terms of addressing some of the issues and reviewing some of their surveys of the staff in reference to the attempts to retain our highly qualified staff and their desire to stay within our school system. We have had a number of additional things that we'd like to highlight. We are what is now referred to as a reward school, and that is because of our diligence in achieving adequate yearly progress on a consistent basis for the past number of years. I will have Sherry talk about a little bit more about that process, but I wanted to also share with you that those of you who were able to join us for any of the graduations, it was a very special event, and I think we had a total of 21 graduates at the high school on Sunday night, which was very historic in that our valedictorian gave her entire speech in the language, and that's to be commended for the amount of work that she has done, and we're very proud of that. The eighth grade graduates took place on Monday, and there were 21 graduates at that celebration as well. And then we also had graduation from the Kindergarten Honor Day and the FACE program as well. So time of year that all of the parents dread in terms of the end of the school year, but summer school started today, so many of them are returning to school already as of today. They had one day of rest. So I'll let Sherry talk a bit about the reward school.
What happens with the 183 programs is the Albuquerque office crunches all the data, and out of those schools, the schools that are top for adequate yearly progress were eligible for this reading program. And we just finished the second year of this Driving Literacy Reading Program, and it's a 6th through 12th grade program. I want to thank Chairman Treasurer Danforth for signing off on our reading. We're getting a new reading curriculum. We've also got additional monies in the form of an enhancement grant of $82,000. And what that will be doing is the reading grant updated all our reading for 6 through 12. So now we're getting a new Common Core K through 5th grade, and also the math for 6th through 12th grade Common Core aligned curriculum. And so we've gone through a process with the teaching staff to review textbooks, work with the companies to negotiate bidding prices, and, you know, what kind of free deals can you give us if we buy these things. And following the new specific learning disabilities in response to intervention, the tiered teaching. So we've got those all together, and they did move forward, and we did get signatures on them, I believe, yesterday. So we've got some good things going on in our school system, in spite of the fact we are struggling with staff, too. Since the last 2 weeks, we do have our executive secretary from the board moved on, but she's achieving her dream. She finished a bachelor's in criminal justice last May, and she's accepted a job with the state probation and parole. So that's a vacant position, but we're filling in the meantime with staff available. I want to thank our business manager, Linda Jenkins, for who has experience for helping in the meantime. Also, our social science teacher, I'll be moving forward with a request to post that position. She's moving on to Sheboygan to an assistant principal position, and that we just found out this week. So that's kind of up to date where we're at. Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions by the committee?
Chair, I move to accept the report.
Support.
Motion by Paul Ninham to accept the report, supported by Tina Danforth. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Item 2, Oneida Land Claims Commission. Millie, you here? Nobody here to speak on the item, but there can be a motion to accept. Update. There is no report.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, to defer to the next meeting.
A motion by Patty Heff to defer, supported by Paul Ninham. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 3, United Child Protection Board.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that we defer to the next meeting.
Support.
A motion by Patty Heff to defer, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 4, Anna John Nursing Home Commission.
I'll make a motion that we defer this to the next. Carol Alma's here. I'll make a motion to defer it to the next meeting.
A motion by Patty Heff to defer.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item 5, Oneida Nation Commission on Aging.
Motion to accept the report.
Support.
A motion by David Jordan to accept the report. Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Good morning.
Morning.
Motion carries. Looks like we got some highlights to go over.
Yeah, I just want to give some very, I believe, what we believe to be some important highlights, and especially at the Elder Village. We have selected the architects. We met with the architects yesterday and went over the floor plans, went over the designs to make sure they're handicapped, disabled, everything, and that's really going. And the infrastructure has already been there. If anybody's been back over behind Henry Road, a lot of the infrastructure has been there. And we're inviting you. We're not going to make an elaborate ceremony, but there'll be a groundbreaking on July 25th at 10 a.m. So hopefully that.
Maybe ask Shirley to make some salt pork stew.
You like that?
Yeah, it was very good.
And so I get, and Arlie's got something there, and we just, Arlie?
We've been having meetings with all the other tribes in Wisconsin for a program that's called Money Follows the Person in Tribe with Tribal Initiatives. It's a program to help our elders stay in their homes, and with a lot of waivers in this program. It's from the Centers of Medicare and Medical Services. They're offering states and tribes between $850,000 and $1.93 million in grant funding to build sustainable community-based long-term services and supports. And it's especially for tribal members. Black the Flambeau, Ho-Chunk, Oneida, Forest County, Potawatomi, Mole Lake, Menominee, are all going to sign up for this program. And Oneida, at our last meeting with this Money Follows the Person, was in Lac du Flambeau yesterday. And our program was set up by Dave Larson. He helped us set up this program, and everything fell into place. And am I supposed to sing? we filled out our program, and with the help of Dave Larson. And yesterday at our ANCOA meeting, we were supposed to have him there, but he got tied up someplace. Otherwise, we'd have had the Oneida's part all filled out and ready to go. And only, I think there was three or four other tribes in the nation that were selected for this program. And Wisconsin was one of those states that was awarded this grant. So as soon as we get our part, our program filled out, and then the Oneida tribe will be able to get this grant money. And at our next meeting of June 19th with Dave Larson, that should be completed. And Florence Petrie, our director, can start working on these programs, and it's a lot of money giving to our elders to help them stay in their homes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. That's good news. Okay.
And I just would like to invite each and every one of you to come to some of our meetings. I've been on the board going on 3 years, and I think I maybe saw Ed there once, and Dave was there a couple of times. Melinda was coming quite often. But I think it's important not just to have one of you come and see what's going on to all these programs and committees and commissions, but for each and every one of you to attend them and see how they're working together and everything else. So when you're making decisions for who's going to be on there, maybe you don't need to look at their education in that, but concern and what's in their heart, I think, more working for the people in the community.
And to respond to that, it would be great if we could have that meeting changed to a different date because it conflicts with our executive session, and we're locked in a room for the day before. Like yesterday, we were locked in a room, so we weren't able to attend. So I sent my assistant yesterday. But it would be great to see if you could maybe readjust the meeting time so it would be a different day, like maybe a Thursday or even a Friday. Yeah. Would be great because I would love to come to every one of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to mention that as well, and that's Councilwoman Danforth respectfully, requests to be released from those executives. So that's why she's over there, while we're sitting in executive session, But I think if you did change that, you most definitely would get, I think, more participation from business committee members.
members of that as well. You know, so they know that. But I had no idea that was going on. We feel elders are really important.
Absolutely.
The only other one comment I'd like to make is we got a grant for ADRC, which is to be hiring a person, and it's going to be basically one shop type of person. That person will be able to get the information, plug that person to all of the elder programs, benefits, and that, and it's going to be great. I wish we could do that with a lot of more programs, a one shop center that, you know, instead of having to go fill out application for everything, you know, so.
Thank you, unless you've got some questions. Oh, I'm sorry.
Also, I was just going to mention that with that a grant that Arlie was talking about was that the program would get reimbursed for also lawn cutting, grass cutting, and snow plowing. And I think that's really important because they can't keep up with, you know, with the grass cutting because of the rain and the trucks broke down and they can't get them repaired right away. And so I think this is real important in that area too, because there's always trouble. I mean, things happen that they can't get. The grass was, they cut like on a Monday and then they haven't been there for 3 weeks, so the grass was like a hay field. So they do need help, and, you know, this program will also help them to, you know, refer out or get people to help in that area also.
Just to me, what Carol is talking about is, you know, you think about third-party billing, and if they're on Medicaid, Medicare, and, they, you know, we can start billing. Other tribes are doing it. We weren't aware of the third-party billing that similar to you think that at the clinic. Well, there's also services. You know, you can do house cleaning, community options in the hall, and you can, if they're a qualified applicant, we can get third-party billing, and it'd be extra revenue into the tribe through that process. That's what Carol's talking about.
No, and, I know you talked about it at Glitzy a couple sessions ago, and it is a very valuable program.
Yeah.
Sorry for the lack of communication on them efforts, but you know that's where the movement began, was to move that through the system. Debbie Danforth had assisted at different meetings even earlier in the year, and there again, there's 1,000 meetings a day, and we're, you know, somewhere on the reservation, and you can only be in so many of them, and so I appreciate all that information coming forward to us. So we have a full group. Did you have something else, David?
Yeah, with the lawn cutting and things, is there something that maybe you could look into, like maybe if you get, if, I know they can't keep up at right now, but is there the option where there's a tribal member that could do it and then maybe offer a voucher system to some people that when they can't get there?
That's what we're looking at, all of them. I mean, in fact, yeah. I believe part of that is giving equipment, providing equipment to the program. So it's, you know, providing the service but also the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then trying to coordinate with all the other programs is what
they remember. There was a request for new lawnmowers, and we approved them right away at the last budget. And I know they received their new lawnmowers, but I just know that there's a lot of lawns to cut, and I just thought maybe there might be another option we could do is give vouchers to some that they couldn't get to, so that they could get it done.
One thing that would help is if somehow the veterans that are able to get insurance, because they were volunteering their own equipment and their time cutting the lawnmower for the lawns for the elders. However, they were told they had to quit because they didn't have the insurance, proper insurance to do that. So if there was some way that they could get insurance, they would be able to continue.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that issue just in itself, not just lawn cutting or weed eating, mm-hmm. you know, and picking up garbage in elders' yards, or snow shoveling, or throwing salt down, you know, during the winter. I don't understand, I guess, you know, all that risk that is being taken, you know, because I still go back, mm-hmm. you know, many, many years where if somebody needs their grass cut, we used to just go and cut it and pick it up and care for yards. You know, and so that, you know, I get a real frustration because some of us still do that today. And, you know, sometimes I look at where are the children of the, where are the grandchildren, where are the nieces and the nephews, You know, but if that, you know, where are they at? What are they doing? And you see all this big grass all over our elders' yards and everything, you know, and I feel bad, but that's one thing I guess that I really don't understand is that risk management, Mr. Chairman. I don't know, you know, how we address that. Is that impeding, you know, us getting back to community again? Is that impeding us from, you know, taking care of the things that need to be taken care of? You know, I know the Vice Chairman and I drive by a bunch of yards and we're ready to, you know, jump out there, but, you know, there's meetings. You got meetings over here and meetings over there, you know, but that's what we want to do. You know, and I think at times we lack that volunteerism, you know, but if this is impeding, you know, I think it needs to be addressed. There's got to be a way that we can do that.
Because they had been cutting last year, they were cutting lawns and helping them, but then I don't know who told them they had to stop because they didn't have insurance or, you know, how it came about, but that's what they were told.
And continues. It continues.
Same way other tribes have programs where tribal members can go and take stuff. You know, they got elders that can are capable of doing stuff themselves, cutting
yes.
grass.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if they go get a lawnmower, they can't just sign a waiver anymore. You got to have a homeowner's insurance or
yeah.
a rental's insurance, you know, just to operate a shovel. I don't know how much they know. It's ridiculous.
Right.
If I lend you a shovel, I'm responsible if something
yeah.
happens to you. And that's what it is. You know, we're getting out of that community spirit
and
able to do stuff, you know.
I agree.
Yep.
I think as a sovereign nation, we should look more into that to see why we're having to abide by all those rules and regulations set up by state and federal.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Good point.
Many times that's what happens when we focus on organization rather than community.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we have a full report with support and the approval.
Yep.
So thank you for your words, and we'll move forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Commission on Aging?
Yep.
NIDA ESC Group, Jackie Salem.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve the report.
Second.
David Jordan, seconded by Paul Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Standing committees, LOC, Legislative Operating Committee. May 21st meeting minutes.
Motion to accept the meeting minutes.
Support. Patty Heft makes the motion, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number two, resolution, Oneida Tribal Judiciary Canons of Judicial Conduct Amendments.
Mr. Chairman, I make
Move
a motion
to
adopt the resolution.
Second.
Motion made by
Patty Heft
to adopt, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? Go ahead, if you could provide us a quick summary.
There are just a few amendments being proposed to the canons. One was to provide for a limited immunity for judges so that they could not be sued when they're acting in their official capacity. And the other was to expand the definition of immediate family to include a son-in-law and daughter-in-law to remain consistent with the rest of the definition.
Thank you.
Okay. Clear? Well, are we ready to vote? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is to change guidelines for community support program regarding dental care funds. Go ahead.
This was deferred to the LOC from the BC at their last meeting. It was a request that the community support funds include dental care, and the LOC looked at the request, and last year they had amended the community support fund, and this request was also submitted to the LOC at that time. The LOC looked at it and determined that based on the definitions used in the community support fund about a catastrophic illness or injury, which is what that support fund is used to cover, that those dental care funds are not part of the community support program, and they denied to add those dental care funds as a catastrophic illness or injury under the definition at that time. So the LOC again affirmed their decision that they made last year, saying we just amended this law and we did consider that request and we determined that it was not part of the community support, of part of the intent of the use of those funds.
Okay, Patty?
I make a motion to accept the report.
Support.
We have a motion to accept the report by Patty Heff, supported by David Jordan. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Finance Committee, we need a motion to approve the accept the minutes of June 6, 2014 for the Finance Committee.
I make a motion to approve the June 6 Finance Committee meeting minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes. Patty F., supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Community Development Planning Committee approved $67,000 from CDPC budget to replace cannery boiler.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan to approve, second by Paul Ninham. Discussion?
Question.
Question. Tina Danforth?
I'm not sure, but I'm not sure if there was enough funds and what fund unit was being used.
Mr. Chairman, what we did is we re-looked at the $190,000 that was allocated to the Food Hub Initiative and reworked the components of that project so that this project would be included in those. So that's where the money's coming from.
Okay.
And it was approved by the CDPC.
And Finance.
And Finance.
I know we took care of it at Finance. I just wasn't sure at CDPC.
Okay. We do have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Approved procedural exception to set aside $123,000 from CDPC budget to fund Food Hub Initiative.
Motion to approve.
Second.
A motion by Patty Heff to approve, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion. Do we have someone who can provide some short presentation so people watching this or might review this know what we're talking about?
Mr. Chairman, in the Food Hub Initiative was funded at $190,000. As we just said, 67 of it now is going to be used to purchase the equipment for the cannery, the boiler. That leaves 123 yet. Some of that money has been allocated to some grants, some projects that require a matching grant.
Right.
And so we haven't had a decision yet back on those grants. That's why we're asking that this money, if it's not spent at the end of this fiscal year,
be set aside
for the right. 15 cycle.
Nice synopsis, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Great. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number three, approve $14,575 of CDPC budget to put up public use of land trespass signs.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Patty Heff, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. General Tribal Council items. Petitioner John Paulus Jr. develop and construct an Oneida Dialysis Center.
Mr. Chairman.
David.
Make a motion to accept.
Support.
We have a motion to accept by David Jordan, supported by Vince De La Rosa, parliamentarian. That means that we're going to set this through the process now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Are you ready to vote?
Good question.
Julie Barton.
In the request for the dialysis center, I would recommend that the business committee review the hyperbaric oxygen chamber that came before GTC. It was kind of a spur of the moment. There was some discussion throughout the community about it. However, I felt like it wasn't quite what it needed to be presented to General Tribal Council. I also believe that the availability of it was not what we thought it would be. An expense, it was well over $300,000. So to construct a building itself or even an addition, that's quite a bit of money to consider. And I'm sure that the planning will take place before a decision is made. But we also need to really analyze the outside services that are available. Granted, there are some transportation problems. There shouldn't be too many left because of the transit that we have now. But I believe that people need to be taken care of. I consider their health and well-being with this dialysis treatment. It keeps people alive and well, and I see some participating in the community that are on dialysis. So I think that, you know, it's very important that we do that, except I don't know if we can even afford it. You know, we're just maintaining. We're just barely making it financially, and hopefully the new construction, people making changes in the community, understanding our financial situation, that they would, that we do better. And I think that's where the business committee needs to be on top of everything in the budget process and so forth. But I think that GGC deserves the best. And this is off real soon to come onto the GGC agenda. We need every detail planned and presented, the pros and the cons, and if it's not there, I don't think it's going to be a responsible decision. It'll be based on emotion, as sometimes we do that. And sometimes I'm part of it, too. And we all know that we're just people, and we care and we get emotional, but we shouldn't make decisions based on that, not to that level.
Thank you. Okay, we have a motion. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Next on the agenda, petition of Frank Cornelius to be placed on GTC June 16, 2014 agenda to speak.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the petition and send it out for analysis and bring back in 30 days.
We have a motion by Patty Hepp. Supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion?
That June 16th.
For me, this is kind of because he wants to be on the agenda this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we need to have something for him. An analysis isn't going to be ready, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, a statement, you know, something that, because he's going to get up and say, I have a petition. You know, and mm-hmm. say everything that everyone, like a lot of people say, that we have the supreme governing body and operate as such. And so I don't know if we need a statement to that effect to say, you know, we accept this. There's not enough sufficient time to address this issue. Something along the lines that we address it in a capacity.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Just a little bit of background. He did write a letter to me demanding that I respond to him in 10 days. So I quickly responded because he has a way of getting at you or me. But no, I responded. I told him that his petition is in the process of being analyzed. Once that analyzation is done, the business committee may schedule a meeting. I also told them that there's a possibility that we won't schedule it if it contains constitutional violations. Like if he wants to take people before General Tribal Council and do something to them, relieve them of their money or what. General Tribal Council can't do that. General Tribal Council cannot meet and punish people. All they can do in regards to the populace is remove BC members, remove elected officials, and that's it when it comes to relieving people of things. So I did write to him. I provided him a real short letter. And then he wrote back, told, pulling me to explain. So I called him up, and I'm waiting for him to return my call.
I would think the motion's still in order, but I would think the motion is still in order, but that follow-up just to say we have a position, and I guess the expediency of what his request is and how we can address it in that time. So
I'm not clear on the motion. The motion just... I don't know how you can make a motion unless we just want to say something. So, because if you're talking about the June 16th meeting, it's...
It can't be done.
Right.
So, Julie.
Rather than just talk...
Well, we have a 10-day notice policy, and we also don't have the packet of information. What it is about? What's the subject? So I, as a GTC who plans to attend the meeting, I would like to see that within our policies as well as be able to read the information, and I don't have it. And that's why the 10-day notice policy was implemented, so people, the mailing could get done properly and people could receive information in order to read it and be ready for a GTC meeting.
Joanne, thank you.
The business committee accepts and receives every petition submitted, regardless of the content of it, and requests, in accordance with the 10-day notice policy, that the appropriate analysis be conducted. That takes time. You're directed to do so. You will receive back reports from the three common ones, legal, legislative, financial. The legal opinion will identify the requirements in order to take action and will generally include recommendations on whether or not action can be taken. The common misperception in a petition is that it calls the meeting at the request of the petitioner. The times have changed since those original days when that may have been the case, and now there's a significant amount of information requested. When you receive a petition, you request those reports, and that would be the normal process that you follow, regardless of the time demands within a petition document itself.
Well, I think a motion, we need some kind of motion. You can motion me to tell him that I can write him another letter saying that according to the 10-day policy, we are not able to put him on the agenda for June 16th. Vince?
The motion's still appropriate. We should still process the petition. You're communicating with him. You're the chairman of the tribe. You can do all that. I mean, we're not going to be able to help him out for the meeting that's coming up, and then we could process. She did withdraw her motion, though, but that's what we should do. We got a room full of people here. We have other business to take care of.
Patty.
Mr. Chairman, I think the resolve to this is to find a place in the presentation that we're planning to give to GTC on Monday, find a place for Frank Cornelius to also get on stage and give some kind of report. We don't need a motion or a petition to do that. So that's one action step we can take. And the second action step, we have to deal with this petition that was submitted. And as described, I'll restate the original motion I made. We'll run it through the analysis process again. It won't be completed in time to address his deadline, you know, because he specifically wants to be on Monday's agenda.
Well, it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate according to our processes, according to GTC rules. And, you know, we can't just make exceptions just because somebody wants us to.
Well, I agree with everything. Someone's got to make a motion and set some direction here.
I'll make a motion to accept it and move on through the process. Maybe he can't be on this agenda because of the 10-day notice policy, but maybe he can be on the semi-annual or a later GTC meeting. That's my motion.
We have a motion by David Jordan.
accept it and analyze it.
Can you restate it so I know
days.
What I'm voting on?
Accept it and go through the process and bring it back for 30 days.
Support. Motion made David Jordan, seconded by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion? Chaz?
I think, again, you're missing a golden opportunity to adjust the whole restructuring of the General Tribal Council Forum and also adjust the facilitation of that forum by whoever's chairing the meeting. If any of you really think that General Tribal Council member Frank Cornelius isn't going to speak on Monday, I don't understand. So, assuming that he's going to speak regardless of your action, how are we going to address that and whatever the content is of the petition, which I've also seen as well? So it seems, again, we have an opportunity to really redesign the structure of that forum so that there's a strong voice, not just a loud voice, but a strong voice by the membership. Because when they get up there and they get loud and no one calls them on being too loud, then they go on and on like this right now. You know, so somehow there's an opportunity here. I'm not sure who structurally designs that, the LOC, FOC, CFO, somebody, or the membership will do it, and I think you're seeing a bit of that head coming out of this petition, as well as the past action by GTC on the 7Gen Corporation, which is the background of the whole thing, my understanding, and the loud voice that General Tribal Council member has. I'm not saying the loudness of his voice is wrong. I'm saying the form and the structure in which we engage each other has great need of improvement. And much of that's contingent on who's facilitating the meeting and how it's facilitated and how you keep membership in line. But keep in mind, many of the membership who are coming now weren't coming when we were trying to get 75. Now you're getting 1,500. Why are they there? Somebody answer that question, and you know the answer. So there's an opportunity here bigger than we want to say. And everybody's here to do their own business. So.
General Tribal Council members are there because they're Oneidas, age 21 and over. We have a motion by David Jordan. We have a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Retroactive approved GTC semi-annual agenda for 6 p.m. Monday, July 7th meeting.
The next item, Mr. Chairman, is to retroactive approve the e-poll results that were completed yesterday to approve the agenda and send the materials to the printer. They are there already. The packet is already posted on each business committee member's calendar for July 7, and you can find them on the tribe's website. And then the agenda will be posted in tomorrow's Gullibee Sox. So it's just a motion to approve the e-poll. I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Patty Heff, second by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Okay, next on the agenda, enforcement of Indian...
Chairman.
Go ahead.
On this report, item... for the GTC preparation. My question is, where are the ombudsman report GTC appointed, as well as the trust committee who has direct responsibility to report to the General Tribal Council? And there may be others, but those two come to mind immediately. I don't see those on the agenda. The ones that have no intermediary responsibility to anybody except GTC.
Okay, under unfinished business, enforcement of Indian preference law, the last action was May 28th, motion by Patty Heff to defer to the next business committee meeting so that Council Member Melinda J. Danforth can bring back a recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer to the next meeting.
Support.
Okay. We have a motion by Patty Heff to defer this item to the next meeting, supported by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. New business requests. FY 2014 Employment Compensation and Benefits, Geraldine Danforth, HR Area Manager. First is the Comprehensive Health Approved Posting and Hiring
Optometric Technician.
Optometric.
That's eyes, right? Okay, go ahead, Geraldine.
Okay. This position is for the optometry department in the health center. They are requesting one position that is vacant. This position was reviewed by the senior leadership team, and they support it moving forward for posting.
Business committee?
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Brandon Stevens, seconded by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Finance. Approve continuing with hiring process for accountant in central accounting. Vince.
Motion to approve.
Motion support. To approve the request. Vince De La Rosa, supported by David Jordan. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Also under finance, approve posting and hiring of central accounting manager.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Motion.
Support.
Motion made by Vince De La Rosa, supported by David Jordan. Approve. Discussion? No question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Next on the agenda, item E.
D.
Item D. Approve posting and hiring Oneida Nation Farm Agricultural Worker 2.
Motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan to approve.
Second.
Second by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstain? Motion carries. One opposed. Motion carries. Also under finance, approve posting and hiring 6 Oneida Nation Orchard apple pickers.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by David Jordan to approve, seconded by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention, Paul Ninham. Under F, governmental services, approve hiring 2 food distribution sub-relief warehouse workers.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
David Jordan, seconded by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Mm-hmm. Bad, Jimmy.
Enjoy your day today.
Okay, are we under governmental services now?
Yes, the head
okay.
start.
Under governmental services, approve hiring 2 food distribution sub-relief warehouse workers.
No, we did that one.
We're under letter G.
We're under George. G then, okay. G. Governmental services, approve posting and hiring Head Start family service worker.
Motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan to approve, supported by Vince De La Rosa. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Internal services, approve posting and hiring seasonal
canary.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, let me start that one over. Internal services, approve posting and hiring seasonal canary worker 1.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve, David Jordan, second by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Also under internal services, approve posting and hiring MIS Business Systems Analyst.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by David Jordan, second by Patty Heff. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Also under Internal Services, approve posting and hiring MIS Desktop Trainee.
Move to approve.
Second.
Paul Ninham, motion to approve, second by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. K, Internal Services, approve posting and hiring MIS Network Analyst.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve.
Paul Ninham, motion to approve.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number two. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Accept 2014 primary election results.
Mr. Chairman, motion to declare the primary 2014 election results as official.
Second. Motion by Patty Heff, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Abstained.
Motion carries. One abstention. David Jordan.
You don't want him official.
Number three, approve active.
I'm on it, so that's
fine. Approve activation of $188,000 to $280,000 for approval FY 2014 CIP budget of CIP number 10-001 Oneida Gulf Enterprise dash remodel.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve.
Patty
Heff, second by Vince De La Rosa. Butch, are you guys up here for this one?
Correct. It's Mike and Paul.
I know, but Butch is right here. So they're here to represent Butch's department.
Correct, yes.
Could you provide us a brief summary?
Hi, Mike Showers, Project Manager, Engineering Department. This is an update request for funds, additional funds to complete the project out at the golf course. Mm-hmm. During construction, we ran into quite a few problems outside, unforeseen. Some of it was the timing of the project. It was scheduled to go last fall, and due to some approval things, it ended up getting pushed out until the springtime, which meant we had to bring in fill. We couldn't use the fill that we had on site because of the road conditions and constructing it from the area where the fill was to the area where we needed it.
Thank you. Are you ready to vote? All those in favor of the request, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number four, approve procedural exception to forgo phase two of the CIP process of routing CIP package to the various review entities, CIP package and CIP project number 13-012 park upgrades phase two, activation and transfer $127,000 from the community events area project CIP number 10-010 to the park upgrade phase two, CIP number 13-012 project and transfer $883,600 from the community event area project, CIP number 10-0. CIP number 10-010 to the park upgrades phase, CIP number 13-012 project.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve
And the items number 1, 2, 3, and 4 is cited by Chairman Delgado within the report.
Second.
A motion made by Paul Ninham, seconded by Patty Heft. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. One abstention, Greg Mattson. Number 5, if I'm following this right, is under new business requests, approve limited waiver of sovereign immunity and agreement to binding arbitration for 2 BDO financial auditing contract agreements, year 3 of agreement commitment.
The business committee had previously approved the RFP for BDO to conduct the tribe's financial audits. They are submitting separate contracts for each year. As each letter, engagement letter, contains a waiver of sovereign immunity, the business committee would need to adopt a motion to approve the limited waiver of sovereign immunity contained within the engagement letter for year 3.
Business committee, what is your wish?
So it's already been effective.
We're just
approving
the limited waiver of sovereign immunity.
Second.
I'll make motion.
Motion made by Patty Heff, seconded by Paul Ninham. Is that okay?
Yes.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Let's do that over. I heard very little response. We're voting now. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention. Greg Mattson. Travel. Travel request. Travel report. Brandon Stevens, Indian Gaming 2014 Trade Show and Convention, May 11th through 14th in San Diego.
Yeah, I apologize for just submitting the report right now, but I'll just briefly go over it. Meeting was held in San Diego, where I was reelected to represent the Midwest 34 tribes on the executive board of directors. And through the meeting, we supported 4 resolutions that are attached to the report. One being supporting Obama's Native Nation Policy Statement, support for Tribal Welfare Exclusion Act, in opposition to the conveyance of federal lands to foreign mining interests, and supporting intertribal trade, and the last one, supporting intertribal trade, which Vice Chairman Mattson and Councilman Ninham have been working on for some time. There was elections, but one of the biggest things that from the meeting was the exclusion of tribal benefits for the Internal Revenue Service. Over the past several years, the IRS has been going after tribal benefits and trying to tax them on tribal members. So if you receive a benefit like housing, education, health care, IRS has been coming down on tribal members and trying to tax them on those benefits, saying it's a taxable event. And so what that did, our effort over the last few years was really to push Congress and the IRS to come with either guidance and legislation to stop the field agents from determining that those are taxable programs. So last week, I believe it was last week, IRS came with guidance and declared that tribal benefits will not be taxable. And so that's right now is a good thing, but it's not the best thing. We need legislation to tell them through each administration to say that these aren't taxable events. So we're saving our tribal members across the nation, thousands of dollars. Let's see.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Vince.
I'll just make a motion to accept the report.
Okay.
Support.
And, I guess the recommendation, I got recommendations on the bottom, which is pretty general, is just the Finance Department to monitor the effects of IRS, the IRS guidance. What I think we need is we need the general tribal council and community members to understand some of these impacts. So right now it's like, you know, sometimes the council up here saves the world and nobody even knows it. And so tomorrow, if we didn't do this guidance, these IRS agents would be coming down on our individual tribal members trying to tax them, and we don't even know it. And so this is the time where we prevent things from happening. Sometimes, you know, we don't bring back a lot of money when we go on these trips, but we save things like that until they really happen, until individual tribal members getting taxed for going to school, you know, getting taxed for getting certain benefits from tribal programs, and they need to know that. And I guess that's what I'm really trying to do, is getting the finance to really monitor that, what the effects are on the organization and individual tribal members, so we could say that to them, say, you know, this is why we do what we do on that level. And then also to have legislative affairs to monitor the House of Representatives Bill 3043 and the Senate Bill 1507, which would put that in legislation. So we had Obama administration, which is very helpful to tribes. We might get a Republican that may not be so, you know, good to tribes. So we want that in legislation that would go, that would have that definite direction from IRS to make sure that that's in statute.
Mr. Chair. Vince. So it should be noted, a motion to approve the report with inclusion of the recommendations.
Okay, record. Motion made by Vince Della Rosa.
Support.
Supported by Greg Mattson. Discussion. My question is, do you also want these individual resolutions approved by this committee, or does the accepting of the report approve these resolutions as the tribe supporting them?
This is unclear for me in my capacity as, I guess, I'm elected to represent the 34 tribes of the Midwest, mm-hmm. and so I represent them by voting on these things on that level. And so what the process is was always lacking when we are in those capacities, mm-hmm. on a greater level, what the process is to bring them back. Mm-hmm. Do we bring them here first, or do we bring them back through just to say, okay, this is what I've done, but I can work on a process. I can't tell you an answer to say.
Oh. I think
okay,
it'd be similar.
Let's accept the report first, and then...
similar to Midwest, mm-hmm. Midwest Alliance. Mm-hmm. It's just the FYI, coming back to the individual tribes.
Okay, we'll accept the report, and then I have a question. All those in favor of accepting the report with the support of the supported resolution, supported legislation there and recommendations in there. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. My question was that when I was there, you know, the representative from the Arapahoes in that attempt to dissolve 170 acres of their treaty lands. As I recall, they were asking the tribes in attendance for support to protect, which is one of the resolutions here.
Yeah. This is where I think needs to be a separate. I was going to bring that mm-hmm. one. I have it in my report about the Wind River, mm-hmm. Wind River Reservation fight legislative effort. The first one. Basically what it is, the representative in Wyoming is trying to take away 170 acres of the Wind River Reservation for development, and to say that they can just take it. So one of the things that it's really especially thing that we need to take consideration is that if they can do that to another tribe, they can do it to us. And so what they're really doing is going to Congress to take that land from the tribe. And so what I feel is necessary is to bring that resolution here separately and say, okay, we need to act on this separate mm-hmm. on the resolution and bring that forward and say, what can we do to help?
So we'll be doing that. Okay, great. Okay, did we vote on the report? We did, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Travel requests, retroactive approval, e-poll, Valley User Conference, empower 2014 two additional employees for a total of four, June 10th through 12th.
Motion to approve.
Move. Second.
Motion to approve the travel request by Patty Heff, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. I also requested a request to travel on June 18th to the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs regarding Native languages. We've been invited to provide testimony. It's part of the chairman's job description by General Tribal Council to participate in those. Patty.
Mr. Chairman, I want to make a motion to approve your request, but I'd also like to find out if there's any support to include another traveler or two travelers. One of the travelers would be possibly a student from the Oneida High School who can sit behind you or sit in the audience to demonstrate the work that we've done on our languages. I was thinking of a young woman who just graduated. She was a junior Miss Oneida candidate. Natasha. Stevens. She was very incredible with her mastery of the language.
Would there have to be some kind of adult supervision there?
We can work all that out.
I'm not sure, but
I just wondering if we could include that.
Okay. You can include that in the motion.
Well, I'll support the motion to support up to three travelers.
Okay.
Where is it going to get paid from?
It's a governmental address, so it would come from the BC's line.
I wish Nate King was here. I don't know if someone could ask him to come down. Maybe he can help coordinate this.
Could we work those details out?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with
Councilman De La Rosa.
Yeah. So I would make a motion to support the chairman's request for him to travel to Washington, D.C. for the June 18 special congressional hearing to give testimony about Native languages, and that we support up to two additional travelers to attend with him.
We have a motion by Patty Heft. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I've got discussion. I'm going to let the councilman go first.
I have a difference of opinion, but then I also have to follow protocol because the chairman does represent the tribe. My concern is just the consistency of having this hearing. This is a Senate Committee on Indian Affairs meeting testimony. And then we're also vying for a land claims oversight hearing in the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs as well in September. My concern is not the chairman doing the testimony. My concern is the consistency of having one person being able to deliver the same strong message in both hearings. And that's my concern, and that's why I'm really leaning towards having Councilman Danforth provide the testimony in that fashion, because she will more than likely be here for that second September oversight hearing, which is a very important meeting, and we need a good showing to say, okay, we have consistency within our tribe, we have a strong message from the same person, and that delivery, and then the testimony is going to be pretty easy to lay out, but the questions back and forth is how does the effectiveness of the tribal programs in our public schools, you know, where is that lacking? Where are things we can improve on? Where, you know, what is the relationships between the Title VII funds, our YES programs, and how that relates to the superintendents, the principals, how their relationships are. Those are the types of things I'm really worried about, those specific questions about what if a senator says, okay, this is an excellent program. We need to cut from where. Our programs are lacking where. And then those direct questions need to be answered with a direct answer. And so that's where I'm having the comfort level of just making sure that, you know, we're fully prepared for that and having that consistent message when we do deliver a land claims oversight hearing, if we so get choose to be on that panel.
Tina.
You know, the fact of the matter is the protocol is the chairman of the tribe is to represent the tribe itself. And I will endorse and support Ed to do that to the end of his term. Next term, you know, everyone knows Greg and I are up for re-election for the chair seat, and Melinda is a candidate for vice chair. You know, we'll get to that when we get to that. It's important, and I know it's important. But for today, Ed is the chairman. We need to respect the position. We need to allow for protocol. The testimony that's being given should be vetted prior to him going. So if anyone wants to add to that testimony, they should do so accordingly. That's been protocol as well. And I will only advocate at this time for the chairman to attend. If he is willing and able, then he should attend. It's my understanding Melinda's out on a family personal matter. We don't know when she'll be back, and arrangements need to be made. And regardless, the chairman is the chairman, and we need to respect that. No.
Greg Mattson?
I'm just asking for the three travelers so we can have that worked out. If Nate King needs to go out of legislative affairs, or Melinda, or whomever, let's approve the three travelers with the, you know, with the potential of that happening. So,
and I'll just provide comment that this is these Senate hearings don't happen a lot, and if 100 tribal leaders show up, and if there's very few chairmen who show up, that would be weaken the testimony. It's very important that that the chairman or the tribal presidents or whatever they may be called show up to represent the tribe, to give credits to the importance of the topic. And the topic is the preservation and restoration of native languages. I have a great background in that. I lost most of my ability to speak a lot of the language, but when I was teaching, I knew a lot. I could even sing those hymns. Can't do it anymore, though. But and I also lived in Indian country a number of years, where there are tribes. There are tribes out there who, when I was a young man, they knew all their languages. They dreamt in their language. They did everything in their language. And one generation later, they're almost to the point where the children aren't learning it. And those languages are in danger. So it's a story that needs to be out there, and we're one tribe of many who are facing the extinguishment of our languages. David.
I have one question. If we send the other two travelers, are they going to be, if maybe Nate can answer this question, are they going to be able to be, to go into the hearing and be heard, or is it just going to be the chairman being heard? Because if that's the case, then I think it would be unnecessary to send two other travelers. And that's where I'm
just
at.
The side conversations.
It would just be customary for the tribal representative to be heard at the hearing. In the past, it's always been customary for, you know, other business committee members, community members, to, you know, sit in the audience as a support for the testimony that's being given on behalf of the Oneida Tribe.
But generally, one person per tribe is allowed to testify.
Only one person is allowed to testify.
That was the question. Thank you.
One representative.
Thank you, Nathan.
Okay, we do have a motion on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make, I had my hand up over here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You called on them first.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to state that, you know, I'm glad I yielded to Councilman Stevens, because he did send, he kind of notified us. You know, regarding that, I put a lot of thought into what the councilman has stated, but I do understand the protocol as well. And then I know there's a good number of us that have been to many of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs hearings, that they've held and how they're conducted and some of the testimony. In fact, I just want to acknowledge Julie, you know, sitting in there. I've gone there, sat in some of those hearings with Julie Barton a number of times as well. But I do understand the protocol issue. But I just, you know, wanted to reflect on what the councilman did have to say, and probably have a conversation about that a little bit later as we move forward through the election process here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, we'll vote. Could you restate the motion?
Motion by myself, seconded by Paul Ninham, to approve the chairman to travel to Washington D.C. for June 18th. Congressional hearing regarding native languages so that you can give testimony and that we allow up to two additional travelers to participate.
All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. One abstention. Brandon Stevens.
For the record, I just, you know, I understand in protocol and that's why my abstention is there, but you know, I just for this testimony, I think we need the strongest message, and you know, we want to send, you know, the person who made the most influential impact on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, and you know, I believe Councilman Danforth, very articulate and very knowledgeable of this area, and would be most beneficial for to be the voice of the tribe.
Okay, thank you. Next on the agenda, Patty.
We're in executive session, Mr. Chairman. The first item would be the Chief Counsel report.
Thank you. I would request the business committee to accept the report given to an executive session. I did submit a written version to Danelle this morning regarding my Chief Counsel's report.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept Chief Counsel report.
Okay, we have a motion by Patty Heff, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Thank you. I would request the business committee to approve the attorney contract with Michelle Mays.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve, Paul Ninham, seconded by Patty Heff. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Patty.
The next item, Mr. Chairman, is the Legislative Affairs Report.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the report.
We have a motion by Paul Ninham to approve the Legislative Affairs Report.
Support.
Supported by Greg Mattson. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I also make a motion to approve the Legislative Affairs Reorganization Plan as presented in the report.
Second.
Motion made by Patty Heff, seconded by Greg Mattson. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The next item, Mr. Chairman, is the report from the ESC Group.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve the report from the ESC Group, David Jordan, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The next report is from the Oneida Seven Generations Corporation.
Move to approve.
Motion to approve, Paul Ninham.
Support.
Supported by Greg Mattson. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
That takes us to the Audit Committee items, 1, 2, and 3. The first are the minutes of April 17th.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve.
We have a
minutes.
Motion to approve the Audit Committee minutes of May 17th.
Second.
May 2nd. Paul Ninham made the motion.
April 17th, and I'll second it. Patty.
April 17th. Okay, the date. Seconded by
Patty Heft.
Patty Heft, taking note of the discrepancies by the chair on the dates. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The second is the internal audit report of April with attachment A.
I have a motion. Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion to
approve. Patty Heft.
Accept.
Did we have a second?
Second.
Second, Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The third is the Anna John Resident Centered Care Community Audit, and approval to lift the confidentiality requirement, allowing tribal members to view the audit.
Is that a motion? We have a motion by Patty Heck, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Now we're in unfinished business. The first is regarding the Comprehensive Health Center Division, develop long-term solution for compensation for healthcare providers.
Anyone
and professionals regarding trade back for cash. No, I'm not sure what the recommendation is, Mr. Chairman, if that could be restated.
We're requesting 30-day extension so that we can bring back the financial analysis on this.
I'll make that motion to approve the 30-day extension.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
By Patty Heff, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The next item is regarding the Oneida Nation school system, and it's a request for increased tribal contribution.
We have a motion by Greg Mattson.
Support.
Supported by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The next is the Oneida Farm Operations Evaluation.
I have a, for the record, or never mind, I cancel. Never mind.
The next item is the Oneida Farm Operations Evaluation Report from the CFO.
Okay, do we have
a... I'll make a motion to accept the report. It was very good.
Motion made by Patty Heft.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
I'd like to ask that we set a date for the strategy mapping session. I don't know what Larry and Relinda are thinking as far as timing for our strategy mapping session, if we could get that done and scheduled by the end of June. Are you still on track for that? I guess a directive from the business committee to approve having that before the end of June.
Okay. We have a motion by Patty Heft. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by David Jordan. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Next on the agenda.
That takes us to new business. We have items A and B regarding positions from HR. The first is from gaming. Approved training wage adjustment for 4 casino dealers.
We have someone making that motion?
I'll move that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Support.
Motion made to approve. Second. Paul Ninham, seconded by Tina Danforth. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The next item, Mr. Chairman, is item B, internal services. Approved title reassignment and wage increase for client server programmer analyst. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Patty Heff, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The next item, Mr. Chairman, is from the Land Management Division. Request procedural exception for acquisition of 12 dream homes.
Second.
Motion made by David Jordan, seconded by Paul Ninham. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, can we skip over 3 till I get it up on my screen? We'll take up number 4, request to share investigation report with the Oneida Gaming Commission.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion to approve the request by David Jordan, supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Number 5.
Number five is to discuss the proposed creation of the gaming controller position.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the title reassignment for the assistant financial manager job number 02257. To gaming tribal controller, job number 02502, with dual reporting to the assistant chief of CFO and the assistant gaming manager dash finance, based on auditing findings. Employees currently reporting to the gaming tribal controller will continue to do so.
Okay, motion made by David Jordan. Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
The last item, Mr. Chairman, is from the Pardon and Forgiveness Committee. They're recommending to grant a pardon to Cliff Sundquist.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that and plus adopt the resolution.
Support.
Motion made by Paul Ninham, seconded by Greg Mattson. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Adjourn.
So moved.
Looking for a motion to adjourn by...
Oh, I'll make the motion to adjourn at 11:26.
Motion to adjourn by Patty Heff, seconded by...
Wait. I got one more question to ask Patty.
Okay.
Sorry, Julie, you're all done. You've asked five questions today. There's no more left.
Motion to adjourn.
Go ahead. Just kidding.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Before we do it, we'll say something, then we'll make that motion again.
Okay.
Thank you. Just some last-minute, hopefully hurry-up questions. I didn't get any response when I asked about those reports to GTC from anyone, and I wondered who will follow up on that, because I'm looking for the Trust Committee report. I'm looking for the Ombudsman report. And any other that are missing, because I will be on that floor to hear that. I want to know. And I think, you know, we kind of forgot what responsibilities some of these departments, they operate like departments, and they're costing us a lot of money. So GTC has a responsibility to hear that because they authorized it. How are we improving because of their decision? And if we don't have it, then I guess, Miners Trust Fund, how is that helping? Is it better? Is it good? Bad? Is it improving? We don't know. So I don't know unless I come up and dig in somebody's information. So I think those are responsible, but I don't know our... It's a responsibility when the agenda is developed. So if there's a change, then I need to know that, or GTC needs to know that. Why doesn't this Trust Committee report? Why doesn't the Ombudsman report? Because she did report before. So what happened in between? So that was my question. Does anyone, you can make a response in writing. Someone can volunteer to just send me a comment about it to my house or anything else, any other way. But I think I'm going to go on the floor and I'm not going to have all the information I need as a GTC person. I'm only one out of, 1,500 or so. But I still feel like any one person is just as important as the others.
I might be wrong, but it's my understanding that we provide all the written reports than any general tribal council member before the reports are accepted as in bulk, I believe, can ask questions on any of those. We assume that when they come in, they have read that, and then if you have a question, maybe you have a question on the Ombudsman report.
But they're not on the report. They're not on reports to GTC in the book. Are they, Patty?
Yeah, okay. They are, Julie.
Is there follow-up stuff with it? Because I didn't even see it on my packet. I don't know. You know, sometimes the packets, when they're printed, they get...
Julie, the packet that you received is for the 16th, which is Monday. The semi-annual is going to be in July, which we just approved to send it out. So you didn't receive that one yet.
Someone, when was it? December. There was not a report from these entities. So I'm just, if they're there now, I haven't had a chance to really go through all of the July meeting minutes or preparation. So if they're there, that's fine. You've answered my question. I was concerned because they were not on there before because there were several people who questioned whether or not the ombudsman position was effective. They didn't know. Because there was not a report in that January supposedly report, nor the Trust Committee. They were asking questions about the Miners Trust Fund. So that's why I'm kind of pointing those things out. So I guess they need follow-up to our backup information. because there's very little or not, or sometimes none. But it also goes back to what you discussed earlier about your appointments to the boards, committees, and commissions. And I think that's a real heavy role for you to play, because those boards, committees, and commissions, again, are costing us an arm and a leg. But they also have responsibility to help us function well in this community. And if we get the right people appointed, but you also have to hold them accountable. And I see reports missing and missing and missing, not only from managers and people who report directly to you, but when I read this agenda, there's quite a few reports, and there may be good reasons, I don't know. But when I read minutes, this is very consistent of reports missing. Everything gets deferred, and that gets deferred because there's not this information ready for people to, for you to know. And that's why when you discuss your differences, I guess, as to appointments, I think that's really important. You need to know, but some of it needs to be said and done in that other room, because we don't want to discuss personalities or events that occurred that are preventing you from making the best decisions. So when it comes here, it shouldn't be questionable about the chairman's decision. It's all said and done. Mm-hmm. So I felt kind of like, you know, the person you were discussing to me was an upstanding community member, and I knew him well, and I thought, well, that's a good appointment, and yet there was some differences. So that, I didn't need to know that, unless only you needed to know that so you could make that appointment. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The rest
motion
of the
to
story.
Adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn at 11:32 a.m.
Support.
Okay, motion to adjourn at 11:32 a.m. Patty Heff, seconded by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.